Hello, everybody from Helsinki, capital of Finland, a place where Monty Python wanted to be, and where Carlo Ancelotti is happy to be. He was really eulogised, the place, having never been here before and having only arrived in the country a few hours earlier. He was rapturous about how beautiful it is and how much it reminds him of Canada, where his partner comes from, I think, where he's spent an awful lot of time recently before the gigs at Everton and now at Real Madrid. The Italian is leading the Spanish and European champions into a new season at the Bernabeu with high hopes, everybody talking about a particular challenge that they've got. It's an indication that La Liga is back, not just the European Super Cup here in Helsinki against Eintracht Frankfurt. I hope that this column interests you. I hope it maybe sparks some thoughts, arguments in your mind. Maybe the next Q&A we do will have questions sent in based on what I'm arguing here. This could be a companion piece, I hope, for the Q&A that Martin Gregg, Pete Jensen, the mighty Pete Jensen, and I have just recorded. And I do want to assure you that although I think we all believe it's natural to begin the season looking at the biggest clubs, the biggest teams, the most likely to be profiling as trophy winners domestically, internationally over the season, then both across this column for ESPN FC, do go to ESPN FC and read their sports coverage. It's generally exceptionally good. I'm proud and pleased that they've asked me to continue again this season. I'm really grateful to them that that James Taylor allowed me to read these columns that I've written for ESPN SC to you. But across the ESPN season and across the big interview season, when we do the Q&A, we'll try our damnedest to make sure that clubs like Betis and Valladolid and Athletic and La Real and Villarreal get their turn and get their moment of analysis, their moment of, you'd really like to think, glory. For the moment, though, I think it's fair to say that the big, big guns in Spain deserve to be considered first. And that's what I did when I wrote this about Los Blancos for ESPN FC. As Real Madrid begin their quest to win 6 trophies in a season, it's genuinely remarkable how serene and untroubled their panorama is compared to the turbulence facing almost every, emphasis on almost, domestic and European rival. Madrid's daunting challenge begins here in Helsinki against Europa League winners and Super Cup rivals Eintracht Frankfurt. It takes flight with their first La Liga game against Almeria this weekend and marches onwards through the Champions League, Copa del Rey, Spanish Super Cup and the World Club Championship, everything finishing next June. Oh, and there's that small matter of a World Cup for most of Los Blancos players, neatly tucked in during November and December. But the minimum that one can ask before a ball is kicked in anger is for the club, squad, first team and staff to be in a state of harmony, hunger and happiness. So it has been. There have been departures, Marcelo, Bale, Jovic, Isco, but not a single important footballer has left the squad which conquered Spain and Europe last season. 2 important, intelligent and potentially impactful signings have been added.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In Aurelien Tchouaméni, first choice in central midfield for World Champions France, and on freedom of contract, Antonio Rudiger, ferociously competitive, powerful, and in the habit of winning things for club and country. This bucolic vista for their club will appear still more attractive to Madrid and Madridistas as soon as they take a lateral view at their competitors at home and around Europe. Domestically, Barcelona are potentially more thorny rivals than last year. Nevertheless, they're engaged in a draining, humiliating, tooth and nail battle simply to register their new signings with La Liga. If they manage it, then game on. Otherwise, distinct advantage Madrid. However, clubs like Sevilla, Betis, Villarreal, Atletico have not been able to significantly strengthen their squads, the very same ones which fell short of Madrid's demanding standards last year. In England, Chelsea are markedly weaker both in first team and overall squad. Moreover, under new ownership for the first time in two decades, they're emitting the pungent aroma of turmoil. No comparison with Los Blancos there. Liverpool roll on, still formidable, still ambitious, but they did not want to lose Sadio Mane. And while Darwin Nunez has notable qualities, this will be a season of huge learning and adaptation for him. Ancelotti isn't having to cope with either of these factors. City, admittedly, now have Erling Haaland, plus the immensely exciting Julian Alvarez, and thus Pep Guardiola's team will often pulverise rivals. But Chelsea beat them in the market to their preferred left-back, Marc Correa. The absence of Raheem Sterling, Gabriel Jesus and Oleksandr Zinchenko will be felt, and Bernardo Silva patently wants to leave for Barcelona. At minimum, that's turbulence. Spurs arguably have had the least disruptive summer of England's top four, but are they really in shape to topple the European champions? We shall see. The winners of Serie A have proved no kind of serious Champions League rivals for Madrid in recent seasons, and none of Italy's brand name clubs have managed to strengthen to a threatening degree, let's say. Bayern are Bayern, proud, well-structured, well-coached, dangerous if underestimated. But they proved how much they feared losing Robert Lewandowski, given how ferociously they tried and failed to hang on to him. Across a long season, they'll suffer for his absence. Frankfurt, Wednesday's opponents in a Super Cup that Carlo Ancelotti has made it utterly clear he's determined to win, have kissed goodbye to their totemic spiritual leader, fans' favourite, Martin Hinteregger. Hinti! And they're under serious assault from Juve to sell their standout Serbian, Filip Kostic. And they were pretty seriously assaulted at home by Bayern at the weekend, 6-1. None of these are the type of degradations that Madrid have had to suffer, which, in terms of genuinely serious rivals, leaves Paris Saint-Germain.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The French champions sacked another coach, which admittedly is a little like pointing out that September follows August. And they also got rid of their director of football at last. Still, there's a great deal of getting to know you going on at a club where all three of their super strikers, Neymar, Messi, Mbappe, are going to be far more centred on winning the World Cup than either Ligue 1 or the Champions League. However, and this is the only real blot on Madrid's horizon, PSG still possess the absolute phenomenon, which is Kylian Mbappe. Okay, you're right. His goals at Parc des Princes and the Bernabeu weren't enough for Paris Saint-Germain to eliminate Madrid from the Champions League last season. Granted. But this is a guy who everybody from President Florentino Perez through Luka Modric, Karim Benzema and most importantly Ancelotti 100% expected to be playing in the world-famous white shirt and expected to be helping fuel an historic back-to-back double of Liga and Champions League again this season. Modric recently argued in the Croatian media Mbappe had every right to take his decision. Now he's got to live with his choice. All of us thought he was coming to Madrid, but finally it wasn't that way. So now what? We can't crucify him for it. He's a great player. But I always say nobody's more important than the club. Madrid's above anyone and everyone else. Wise words. Please don't be confused about what I'm arguing this signifies. It isn't that Madrid will be down in the dumps, lacking in self-confidence or feeling embarrassed by Mbappe's high profile and long drawn out decision to stay in Paris rather than to move for free to the European champions. No chance. But his absence, all the same, can be a massive factor in how Ancelotti's squad cope with the holy grail, only Barca and Bayern have achieved it, of this six-trophy campaign. The Frenchman wasn't simply a Galactico signing, acquiring the best in the world in order to add sheen and shimmer to the badge, to the brand, in worldwide marketing, or to add millions of new followers to whom the club could flog merchandise. No, wise up. That's not the case. We're talking about an enormously gifted 23-year-old who's yet to reach the prime of his career, who's contributing far better than a goal per game in Ligue 1 and the Champions League, if you combine those he scores and those he gives as goal assists. The stat is 252 goals or assists in 236 matches. That's a goal scored or created every 84 minutes across nearly 250 games. That's literally incredible. Yet Madrid have done absolutely nothing to try and replace the enormous goal-scoring boost they'd spent pretty much the last 3 years plotting for, saving for, and planning to unleash on a suspecting, not unsuspecting world. Unless they've got a transfer market ace up their sleeves between now and September the 1st or midnight on the last day of August, then how Mbappe's decision impacts upon what Ancelotti and his staff were planning strategically will be fascinating to understand. It's about how Madrid now react. The Italian coach has in fact stated that the squad is finalised. We'll see. He's not under contract to tell the truth about transfer market matters or about team lineups. In fact, coaches aren't under contract to tell the truth about anything. It's one of the great things about Ancelotti that normally you can stand on his words. Normally, if he doesn't want to say something, he doesn't. When it's uttered out of his mouth, usually it's true. However, it all means that if Los Blancos are going to emulate or exceed last season's heroics, they'll be ultra-dependent on four factors. Karim Benzema, Vinicius, Rodrigo, plus that overwhelming competitive attitude which made them Spanish and European champions in 2022. Modric argues it like this. When you play for this club, then after every single trophy, you're immediately thinking, how do we win the next one? During the celebrations in Paris, every single one of us began to talk about how from tomorrow, We were all starting work on winning our 15th Champions League, as if that were something normal. But that's not an attitude you can adopt. It has to be in your DNA. Again, fascinating words from Modric. Lucas Vazquez, lower profile, but a very important squad player, told Diario AS last month, "Our secret is our Madrid mentality. We never surrender. We're never beaten until the last whistle. We all pull together no matter what. We all understand that whatever we face, we can turn it round in an instant. It sounds cliched, but it's what we do." End of Lucas's quote. Last season, Benzema, please let him be the Ballon d'Or winner. Benzema, who turns 35 in December, scored 50 goals between club and country. What's more, he was the Eureka player. When it was needed for Madrid, he produced instances, split seconds, of footballing genius. Vinicius last season became crucial, not just creative, and Rodrigo finished the term producing so much magic that he felt able not only to complain to Ancelotti for benching him against Liverpool in Saint-Denis, but to go and repeat the anecdote in public to the Brazilian media. Watch out, Rodrigo. Once? Yeah. Twice? Not so sure. Lucas Vazquez, for his part, believes that Benzema, 34, and Modric, 36, represent a seismic change in elite football. He says they're examples, not just for Madrid, but worldwide. They run as much or more than anywhere else in our games. Who could have imagined Luca running our midfield at 36, playing better football now than when he arrived from Spurs? Who'd have predicted Karim being Pichichi of La Liga, that he'd be scoring 44 club goals aged 34, and also, again, playing better football now than when he was 29? Again, end of Lucas's quote. For us, if we're looking from afar at the European champions, there's the Antonio Pintus effect to calibrate too. The 59-year-old Italian is renowned for the beastly pressure he puts on the players' fitness work. But look, no other team in Europe's top leagues scored more late goals, I'm talking about the last 15 minutes of a match, than Madrid. Given the age profile of this team, I think that's amazing. So the whole process, minus Mbappe and the emphatic advantage he could have given them, minus anyone signed to replace what Madrid had been counting on, starts again as of now. I'm going to give the final word to the Galician Lucas, who was a winger, has been converted to a right back, and is doing a damn fine job there. He may be player number 14 or 15, not a guaranteed starter, unless Carvajal is injured, but he's good. And he says, "From the moment we began pre-season, it's been in our heads. Win the Super Cup, win La Liga, win the Champions League, win the Spanish Super Cup, win the Copa del Rey, win the World Club Cup, win the lot." Listeners, can they?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.